Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and ask for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time coaching you. So if you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Oh, my mercy. I'm so glad to be definitely in the land of the living on today. We're coming to you live from Dallas, Texas, from the Association of Network Marketing Professionals Convention. Very excited for those who are joining me. And I can tell you, it's been something. Sometimes the travel, all the stuff, to start taking a toll on you. But I'm going to tell you something on today's lesson and the word that God has given today. And it's going to help you so much in building your network marketing business. Many people just don't get it. They think it's about sales. Even though the fact that we're here, I'm sure in this event, most people are still thinking they're in our profession, but they think it's about sales. And I'm so clear why God has graced myself, our family, our teams with millions of dollars of customers and business partners is because of this one thing: servitude. So as we start talking about how you are now going to expose and close or get more people into your business, you have to know this. And we're coming out of two scriptures today, Hebrews 6 and 10, as well as Matthew 23, 11. I want you to take both of those down. Most people forget this in their plight of pursuing the paper, the money. And as you know, if you build people, you'll never have to worry about money. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today because today is the day you've made. We're so glad. We're joyous. We're here in the land of the living. Father God, right now, as you continue to unlock the mysteries to a prosperous life, to an abundant life here on earth, we want to honor you in every single way. The first thing we want to do is give you the highest praise of hallelujah on today. Only you alone, God, deserves that praise. Only you alone deserve that praise. So hallelujah. We honor you. We bless your holy name on today. Father God, as your servant decrees, may your power start your day. As we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, let us remember the simple things, the basic principles of what you put us here to do, and that's to serve one another. As your people are removing anxiety, and get down to your quest, your commandments, that we would treat each other the way we'd want to be treated, and that we'd serve one another. We honor you and we bless you, and we feel this prayer in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have been talking about duplication and the power of duplication. And the thing is that most people, sometimes because of the desires of our own heart or because of where we are, past experiences, we forget the basic simple things of what humans are looking for. And so we just give them what we think they need to hear to get what we want, which is money. And this is why most people have the biggest challenges in this industry. It's not that the industry is hard. It's not that it doesn't work. They're anxious about making money on serving people. And so it gets difficult for people to understand things like this. Hebrews 6 and 10, we're going to read that, as well as Matthew 23 and 11. And I want you to pay very close, and I want pay very close attention. Maybe listen with the ears that we typically don't use often, our spiritual ears. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Holy Spirit, please help your people right now hear with their spiritual ears, not with their natural ears, but then they go to the next level. Listen, listen, listen. Hebrews 6 and 10, it reads such. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. I want to read this in English Standard Version for you so that for those who might say, well, wait a minute, I'm not a minister, so you think. I don't know how to minister, so you think. So you think. Hebrews 6 and 7, 6 and 10 in the English Standard Version says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you had shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. You see, ministering is helping people. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your labor of love. Show. Kim, did you hear that part? God is saying that you show him you love him when you help his people, and he's not unjust. He will not forget those who are truly doing this by helping his people. Now let's go to Matthew 23 and 11, and you're going to say, what does this have to do with me sharing and closing business and network marketing? Watch this. Matthew 23:11 says, the greatest among you will be your servant. It does not say the ones who want to be served, who I'm doing this to get paid. You better pay attention to this. The greatest amongst you will be your servant. The ones who serve the most, God is going to make them great. Where are you in your servitude while you are out there exposing and closing business? Now, there is something that most people need to understand. There are four basic things that people are looking for to add to their life. Okay, and we break it down. You've heard it before, but I want you to hear it with your spiritual ears now as far as in accordance with servitude. And this is what needs to be duplicated in conversation, in your promotions, in the invitations. And now we're going to talk about how you expose. I'm going to give you some of the basics of exposure, and then what makes you close. So now people will call me and say, oh, she's the closer. She's able to close. No, because for number one, pure heart and clean hands, the energy that's given off takes a precedence. The energy that's given off, this is the unseen thing. Then the positioning or posture of, I'm just here to serve you. I served my way to the top. I didn't scrap my way to the top. I served my way to the top. So for people who are looking at, they're looking, don't look at the house. Don't look at the cars. Don't look at the titles. Don't look at the money. I'm telling you, because no one else could tell you but me, right, of how did I get here. Serve my way to the top. So now why, how, when I'm looking to expose my business, you're exposing. And so you're sharing a tool. And this is the reason why when you're brand new and all you're doing is you're trying to talk because you're trying to convince people, you're trying to, you know, I would say manipulate people. Because if you're brand new, you don't know that much. So what are you talking about? Why aren't you inviting the people to now either see a tool that tells the same thing every single time, or you're inviting them to see maybe a webinar that says the same thing, or some leaders who know what they're saying now. With the exposure, people say, I need to know everything before I get started. How are you going to know? You know how long it's going to take for you to know everything you need to know before you get started? But if you were to be serving people from a place of heart, and you say, I'm going to take enough care of you that I'm going to make sure you get the right information the first time. Where you can easily say, hey, listen, you don't have to say I'm new. Say, listen, I'm being mentored by the best of the best, and so I know I couldn't do it justice. I want to make sure that you get the right information first time so you can make an educated decision. So what I want you to do is I'm going to send you some information, and if I were to send it to you, when will you be able to watch it? You're setting an appointment. And the information you're going to send them is either going to be a link to maybe your company video. It's going to be you adding, tagging, and messaging them into a group where the professionals, the top leaders are actually presenting. I don't care how much money you've made in a prior industry or prior event. I still send the video. I still send the link. And sometimes I'm the one presenting on the link. I will use whether it's a document that gives me all the points and stay on point to share the information. Let me tell you something. The exposure is going to cover these four things that I'm going to tell you. That's how you close them too, by serving. Listening is serving. So let's talk about the exposure. So now you're looking for, they're looking for what? People are looking for how can they better their family life, people's family life. Even some people, it's a public success and private mess. They want to change their family life. They want to not feel so pressed and pushed with the kids, hustling, bustling to work, irritated with the kids just because they're asking a simple question because they're tense about their job, the occupation. So we talk about family, now we're talking about the occupation, what they're doing. They're going to work and sometimes being treated as substandard citizens, even in this nation on today, for money that still they pay them enough not to quit and just enough to stay. They're showing up 40 hours, sometimes overtime, having to make sure you do it just so that they can have barely enough to live on in America. Most people are there. Even when people move into six figures, they increase their lifestyle to that. So they're still in the same situation. It's just a different ratio. So the family, the occupation, and then the recreation. Oh my gosh, some people, they just are not having any fun. For me, fun is sometimes me chilling with a book on my deck. I am in bliss, right? Go home. I was telling Robert, I said, oh my gosh, baby, I just can't wait to get home. And like, you ain't gonna go home and do nothing. Oh yeah, I'm doing everything when I'm home. When I am just chilling, that's like everything to me. That was my dream. For some people, the recreation is not all about turn up. That's for people who haven't turned it up enough. I've been turning it up since I was young. So it's time to, my turn up is quality time with the people and the places and the things that would matter to me if I leave this earth. And then money. I'm going to tell you this right now for those who are leading with, oh my gosh, they're making a ton of money. That's intimidating to most people. Most people don't even believe it. But let me tell you what they are looking for, the things that money can buy. So you're listening in duplication. You're listening after they've watched the tool. You're listening when you're asking the questions for those four things. The family, the occupation, the recreation, and the money. What do they need money for? What do they need money for? People, if they made $1 million right now, they wouldn't know what to do with it. But they might need $1,000, two or four, to upgrade their living situation. If you meet people where they are, the only way you do that is by listening to what they want and give it to them. Some people just need a lot of significance. They want to be important, right? And this is why edification is so important. Not only edification of who's presenting, who's going to help you make the money, edification of the person, both people. People want to feel good. I hear when people introduce people and they'll make like the upline, they make it seem like that's God. I don't like when people introduce me in that way. I want them to introduce me in a place of where who I really am. I'm a servant. God, because I know how big God is. And he has no respect to a person. And so when you start talking to people and you're positioning yourself and you're talking to them, after exposing, you're talking to them to close, they need to also feel that they are important. I bring it all the way down to, hey, it's just two humans talking. And I'm listening for what is it they need so I can help them understand that being a part of or getting whatever that we have, what they need, this is going to help someone because you're looking to be served, you're looking to get paid instead of looking to serve others. It's going to be a challenge for you because it's even going to be a challenge not only for you to attain or get new customers and business partners in your business, but it's going to be a challenge for you to keep them. Pretend to be humble until they get a pin level, and then now they become the God. For a minute in duplication. The first thing you need to duplicate is the heartset and the mindset that you are a leader, a servant leader. That's how you become the greatest amongst them. Number one. Number two is that stop trying to be the expert when you lack experience. Let the tool do the work for you. You say, well, some people watch the tool, they don't call back. Listen, don't let nobody fool you. The best of the best of people who are the closers will tell you, still some people don't answer. They may call later. I've had people enroll in my business who said, I've been watching you for 3 years. I've had people enroll who said, you know what, I had a young lady just enroll yesterday. Hey, I know you from your prior company. I've been watching you, and we talked about this a few times. I'm ready to go now. The no's, everybody gets them. Record them. Follow up with them. But the best way to do it is drip on them for them to see that you're still serving. Not still stunting on them. You're still serving. One young lady who enrolled with me yesterday, she said, you know, Nicola, one of the things I can tell you is that I know your character. Somebody. Character, unless they've been watching you long enough. Okay, I need you to get this straight. You ask them a few questions. Hey, listen, did you get a chance to look at the information? Yeah, because you want to know what did they see. Okay, what stood out the most for you? Guess what you're listening for? The form. What stood out the most for you? And you let them tell you what's most important to them. Not go and do another presentation. And then for, okay, well, why is that important? Or why do you need that? And they go a little bit deeper into telling you what they want. You simply, you're matching and mirroring. That's just a word of saying, I hear you, I feel you, I'm with you. Because it's about you, ours, and us, right? I'm here, I'm with you. I'm here. Some people zone out because all they're thinking about is what's the next thing I'm going to say as the one up to get your money. And then people start getting nervous and start backing out. Remember, they contacted you for the most part, many of us, right? They contact, so they're looking for something. They just want to know is what you are portraying what they're looking for. That's what their mind is saying. Man, I need help. I wonder if this is it. I wonder, is this real? Is this a scam? Is this whatever? So if you get real with them about what they need, and sure, like I'm doing this all day, every day. There's no pressure. So if you ain't ready, it's cool. Let's stay in contact. Let's stay in touch. Let me add you to my inner circle. I actually have a powerful group. I don't know if you're on Facebook, whatever. I would love to add you in here. And then you can see what we're all about. You can, you know, it's no pressure. You can just stay connected. Some really powerful people, some great information will be in there. And we can stay connected. Is that cool? Simpler. The hardest part is for people, especially if you're coming from an employee to an entrepreneur, you're uptight about money most of the time. Why? Because most people associate money with the job, the check, the hours that were clocked. And a lot of times you're handling money for other people, not yourself. I'm going to get deep with you. You will have a person working at a bank, handling hundreds of thousands of dollars in a day, counting it out, going in cash registers, working at the supermarket, handling someone else's cash. And the posture is that of responsibility. I'm keen. They even posture up as a boss. You've seen people get mad at you because you asked for extra ketchup. We have seen that before, right? And so, but then now when it comes down and say, no, we're moving you into entrepreneur. This is your money we're going after. Now it starts to get nervous. Like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this. I don't want to ask for any money from anybody. I don't want to, you know, it goes there. I want us to come in the queue right now and let's have a chat. I got real quick. Let's come in and briefly share about form and about it doing this from a servant mindset. And then we got to get going. We got to get going here. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. I'm just going to take only a few callers if you're coming in the queue very quickly because we have to get ready here. Good morning. Good morning here. Very briefly. Here we go. 346, last four, 9432. Good morning. God bless you. Okay, the line dropped. Okay, we're going to take this is going to be the only caller here. 267, last four, 8128. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Nicole? This is Bonita Lee McClain.
I'm amazing. I am amazing, Bonita. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. Thank you so much for everything that you do. You're always so on point. I just want to share that when it comes down to serving, it is really, really important, you know, to your business. But I want to share with you, and I know that there are hundreds of people who are listening as well. I, on my spirit, it's been telling me to go to the store, make some sandwiches, make some lunches, and also make my special banana pudding. make something sweet, make something out of love, and go down. I live in Philadelphia where there's a lot of homeless people. There's a lot of drug addicts. And it's just been telling me just to go down to the city and just hand out lunches. And it's been on my spirit. And I know that we're talking about, you know, business and network marketing, but I just want to share with you that it's crazy because it's for like a confirmation. And I just have to do it. And I have to serve. And, you know, you have to serve out of love. And you can't just be going down there, you know, just trying to get attention. You just really have to show people love. And that's what a lot of people,
that's right,
you know, in network marketing and businesses, I feel like that's what a lot of people are missing. They just really missing the love part. So I just want to say thank you.
You are so welcome, and you're so right. You know, I know for me, let me tell you, you know, when a person, when I see someone really try, I'm going to be there in it to win it. When I see somebody, I can't so seize to grow weed. If it's someone that I feel like, you know, they just want what Nicola has to offer, meaning just so that they can try to be bigger and grander or whatever. I can't even sew in that area. But when I see people who are saying, I'm really trying to do this so I can help more people, my kids, whatever, I'm like, so it's like my heart is a magnet to that, and also my heart is also on radar for that. You know, I believe, like, even my mentors, they sowed so much into me, and so many times they saw in me, they know, they saw how much I love people. They saw how much I really want to make an impact in people. The money's going to come. You go and sow. If God put it on your heart, you got to be quickened in obedience. Because he may be even trying to show you something about yourself. Like, okay, you're looking at this over here, but I am telling you that the blessing is this over here. He's done it to me multiple times. And then I'll say, Lord, just have your way. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? Even last night, my body started aching so bad. I couldn't even go downstairs to see everyone. And I knew it was God was saying, no, I need you to rest. And he began to download some things on me. He's saying, no, I need you to rest. I got to fill you up for the people who are empty in the room. So, guys, God bless you. Go out there and serve. Listen to what the person is looking for. And give them that. Sometimes it might just be someone to listen to them. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. God bless you. Love you guys. Let's make it happen. Go out there and go serve and do it with a pure heart. Do it with all your heart and watch what happens. Watch what happens. You'll start having weeks where you don't even look at your check. You in overflow. You ain't even got to look at what's been deposited. You good. That's where you need to go. God bless you.